Thank you for listening to another of our podcasts in our Risk Map series. Here, Gala Riani, Head of Control Risk Team of Middle East Analysts, gives a forecast of key developments in the region over the next year.
When we were looking at the Middle East and North Africa region last year, we were looking at a region that was under extreme amount of pressure. We had seen a whole year more of protests, unrest, great degree of turmoil. So looking at the region and trying to determine what was going to happen over the next 12 months was a difficult task. But there are a number of things that we got right. And several of those issues continue to be very relevant to our clients today. One of the key issues really was to do with the transition process that the countries that had undergone various degree of revolt were still going to be going through. And if we look at the situation today, countries like Egypt, Tunisia, Libya, even Yemen are still very much within that process. Constitutional issues are still very much ongoing issues. Many of the transitional elements within the new political systems that have come into place are still very much in the process of being worked out with various political parties, new groupings, vying for power and trying to position themselves in order to be able to write the future of the new political systems. Another key issue that we looked at last year was the issue of social unrest and labor issues, issues that we said to our clients are going to cause operational concerns, delays, and potentially feed into these new national stories that are being written in many of the countries. Now, those particular issues continue to be a concern for clients, are very much going to be an issue in the coming year as well. Syria has always been incredibly important within the wider Middle East and more specifically to the Levant region. One of the reasons has been that despite its complicated history and often controversial political system, it has been seen as a stabilizing factor within the region. Now, this is one of the key reasons to why none of the great powers, the international community, really wants to get involved in Syria in the same way as they did in Libya and elsewhere. Now, looking at the balance of power within Syria, it's really not in a state where one side has the upper hand over the other. And this is one of the key reasons, and only one, to why we think that the crisis could drag on for much longer. It's likely that President Bashar al-Assad will remain in power for the next 6 months and longer. Now, this means that the crisis is going to continue to dominate regional politics. It's going to continue to drag in regional players such as Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, very much so. Countries like Lebanon, Jordan, Israel are very much going to be watching what's happening in Syria and could potentially be even further adversely affected by the security situation in Syria. Political stability will always be one of the most important things to look at when you're looking at the Middle East and North Africa because it fundamentally determines the operational environment. Now, some countries will be more prone to experiencing political instability. If we look at North Africa, certainly the countries that continue to be in transition, Tunisia, Egypt, and Libya are of what we would say slightly higher risk. Algeria is also a country to watch for. In the Levant, Syria will dominate. We don't see the Syrian crisis being resolved anytime soon. And particularly Lebanon and Jordan are sensitive, A, to the effects of what happens in Syria, but potentially also some of the decision-making in Israel. Now, Jordan in particular is under a great deal of economic strain, which has already resulted in a high degree of unrest, and that's something that could potentially escalate. Now, the Gulf tends to be a lot more calm. The monarchies have traditionally been more stable, and that's not something we expect to change. But we will be keeping a particularly close eye on Kuwait and Bahrain for continued political instability there. One of the countries that's actually fallen to the shadows is Iran, particularly Iran's domestic politics. Now, there's good reason to watch what's happening in Iran in 2013. Iran is going to have presidential elections. Now, we don't necessarily think that that's going to result in significant change in the regime in Iran, but Iran does have all the ingredients for potential high degree of unrest, and that includes a dissatisfied middle class that is being increasingly squeezed by international sanctions. The economic situation in Iran has deteriorated. Iran has a large youth population. So there are a number of issues there that really could trigger unrest. But even then, I think the presidential elections are something we really should watch for because they tell us a great deal about the political dynamics. And of course, they might give us some clues as to what might happen in Iran when potentially the supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, passes away. He is critical for stability in Iran and has been in power for many decades. So his potential demise could have a very big impact on the stability of the Iranian regime.
Thank you for listening. You can find more of our 2013 Risk Map podcasts on the Control Risk iTunes channel. Additionally, the Risk Map report and World Map for 2013 are available to download from the Control Risk website at www.controlrisks.com. This podcast was recorded in December 2012.